Hallelujah. 愿大家平安。
Hallelujah. May the peace of the Lord be with you.
今天早上一起学习的题目是每早晨都是新的。
Our topic this morning is they are new every morning.
最近因为疫情的关系，大部分的人都待在家或者是在家里上班上学。
Due to the pandemic, most of us are staying at home. We are working from home or attending school from home.
我们每一天的作息跟平常可能有点不一样。
And our daily life will be a little different from normal.
甚至有一些人说啊，到底今天是星期几啊？我都不记得了。
A lot of people are asking what day is today. I can't even keep track.
还好我们有守安息生日，所以今天跟别的天是不一样的。
We thank God that we observe the Sabbath, so we know today is different from the other days.
我们今天不在家里工作，不在家里读书，不在家里做私人的事情。
Today we are not home working, we're not home studying, and we're not home doing personal things.
我们知道今天是属于神的。
We know that today belongs to God.
那一天有24个小时。
There are 24 hours in a day.
下一页告诉我们，有中国人有句成语说一日之计在于晨。
And there's a Chinese saying that the beginning of a day is in the morning.
因为我们要在早晨的时候就要做好一切的计划。
Because during the in the morning we will have to plan our events for the whole day.
虽然昨天发生很多的事情。
Even those things happened yesterday.
但是早睡了一觉，早上醒过来又是新的一天。
But we go to bed at night and we wake up in the morning. It's a brand new day.
这个道理大家都懂。
We all understand this teaching.
但是圣经里面特别有强调，在信仰当中。有神的生活当中啊，每一天都是新的。
But the Bible tells us that when we live in Christ, every day is a brand new day.
我们看耶利米哀歌第三章。
Let's turn to Lamentations chapter 3.
耶利米哀歌的第三章。
Lamentations chapter 3.
今天我们就要来学习21到23节的真理。
Today we're going to study the truth in verses 21 to 23.
在家里你们也可以一起读。
And you can read along at home.
三章二十一节。
Chapter 3, verse 21.
我想起这事，心里就有指望。二十二节。
22.
我们不致消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯，
不致
断绝。二十三节，一起大声读。
23.
每早晨都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。我们今天呢，就以第二十三节。一个题目，每早晨都是新的。
Our topic for morning service is from this verse. They are new every morning.
为什么耶利米会强调这一点呢？
Why did Jeremiah stress this particular point?
昨天晚上我们已经讲过了，耶利米是一个哭泣的先知。
Yesterday we mentioned that Jeremiah is a weeping prophet.
他生在一个悲哀的时代。
He lived in a bitter time.
他为神传警告，结果没有人听他。
He was preaching warnings from God to the people, but no one heeded his words.
最后，他亲眼看到巴比伦军队毁灭了圣城，烧毁了圣殿。
Finally, he witnessed the Babylonian armies decimate the holy city of Jerusalem.
杀了很多他的同胞。
And many of his fellow men, fellow countrymen, were killed.
大部分的人都掳到巴比伦。
Majority of them were captured and taken to Babylon.
剩下的人又穷又饿，在耶路撒冷。
And those who were left behind were poor and were starving.
他知道这是神的愤怒，神的公义的审判。
And Jeremiah knew that this is the judgment of God and the wrath of God.
但是在他最悲哀，为耶路撒冷哀哭的时候
，But in his most desperate hours, when he was lamenting over Jerusalem,
他突然间想起一件事情。
He suddenly recalled,
我们不会消灭的。
We will not be totally destroyed.
我们是有希望的。
We have hope.
我们要把每一天都看成是新的一天。
We have to see every day as a new day.
那我们来看看到底这教导我们什么。
Let's see what this teaches us.
下一页告诉我们第一点。
Next slide.
其实啊，神给我们的每一天都是新的一天。
In fact, every day is a brand new day that God has granted us.
我们要把昨日抛在我们的后面。
We have to leave the past behind.
因为这个是很重要啊。
This is important to us.
如果一个人常常活在昨天。
If we were to continuously living in yesterday,
常常在想昨天发生的事情。
We continuously think about what happened yesterday.
常常想昨天伤心的事。
We continue to lament yesterday.
常常想昨天失去了的机会。
And we thought about the missed opportunities yesterday.
那他就浪费了今天了。
That we have wasted today.
他把昨天的痛苦延续到今天的生活。
We have brought the pain from yesterday into today.
就算神在今天给他一个新的一天，给他新的机会，给他新的生命。
Even though if God has granted him a brand new day, given him a new opportunity,
他也没有办法去享受。
The person will not be able to enjoy it.
所以下一页。 告诉我们呢，我们刚刚所读过的耶利米哀歌。
So the passage that we have just read in the Lamentations chapter 3.
耶利米在哀伤当中突然间说，哇，每早晨都是新的。
And while Jeremiah was lamenting, he suddenly remembered that every day is a brand new day.
其实不是他个人很乐观所达到的结论。
It's not that he was being optimistic, therefore he came to this conclusion.
我们知道这个世界有两种人啊，一种人就是很乐观，一种是很悲观。
We know that there are two types of people in the world. One is optimistic, one is pessimistic.
悲观的人啊，从他起床开始啊，就开始想说，哎呀，今天有很多的问题啊。
People who are pessimistic, the moment they open their eyes from the sleep, they will say that today is a terrible day.
我们呢，今天呢，不会过得很好的了。
We will not be having a good day today.
我会很麻烦，会遇到很多的伤痛。
I'm going to encounter a lot of troubles, a lot of pain.
但是耶利米本身不是因为他乐观说出这句话。
But Jeremiah did not say this because he was being optimistic.
他知道下一页告诉我们，每早晨神会赐给属于他的人两样供应。
And because he knew that every day God will provide two items.
还有是无限的供应。
And they are unlimited.
因为神是无限的。
Because God is unlimited.
所以你每天早晨要知道有这两样的供应。
And every day you must know that God has provided you these two items.
这两样是什么呢?
What are these two items?
第一样，我们来看耶利米哀歌，刚回来第三章。
Let's turn back to Lamentations chapter 3.
第三章的23节啊。Verse 23. 第23节这里说，每早晨这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。Verse
23 says, they are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
其实中文说你的诚实翻得不好，应该把它翻成你的信实何其的广大。The
Chinese translation of faithfulness is not very good.
什么叫做信实?
What is faithfulness?
信实就是答应你的不会改变。Faithfulness
means what is promised you will never change.
我们上个礼拜讲过了，这个世界每一样东西都是会变的。
We have mentioned last week that everything in this world will change.
但是神在大自然当中啊，隐藏了很多的真理。
But God has hide a lot of His truth in Mother Nature.
我们看太阳每天从东方升起。
We see that the sun rises every day from the east.
只要一天天地还存在，太阳还是从东天东方升起。
As long as Earth exists, the sun will always rise from the east.
这个是不改变的。
This is eternal truth.
因为神知道啊，如果太阳不从东方升起，太阳不照亮，我们就死光了。
God knows that if the sun does not rise in the morning and does not bring sunlight to the world, then we're all going to die.
神也答应挪亚,
God has also promised Noah.
只要有天地,春夏秋冬不会停止。
As long as there's heaven and earth, there will be four seasons.
神的信实不会改变。
God's faithfulness will never change.
这里形容何其广大,好像海洋啊。 好像海洋里看不到这个边边有多大。
It says here, the great is your faithfulness. God's faithfulness is likened to an ocean with no limits.
我们每天要提醒自己，这个世界会变，但是神的信实没有改变。
We have to remind ourselves every day that this world may change, but God's faithfulness never changes.
神的信实在哪一方面表现出来？
And how did God reveal His faithfulness to us?
我们来看几节圣经啊。
Let's take a look at a few verses.
哥林多前书。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
哥林多前书一章的九节。
First Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 9.
一二三，神是信实的，你们原是被
God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship
with
His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
同得分，这是神的信实了。This
is God's faithfulness.
神不改变。
God never changes.
所以已经把你选召了。He
has called you.
什么叫选召？
What does it mean by calling you?
就是挑东西啊。
That is selected you.
我们去买菜，哇，都精挑细选，万中挑一。
When we go out to buy groceries, we will be picking our vegetables carefully.
你看中那个，你就买回家。
You find something you like, you will pick it and you will take it.
这是属于你的。
It belongs to you now.
神在万人当中已经拣选你了。
Among the multitude, God has selected you.
还有呢，要让你可以跟他儿子耶稣基督一同得分。
And He wanted you to have fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ.
就是给你救恩了。
That is to grant you salvation.
神不会救你一半，然后就把你丢回去。
God will not save you halfway and deserted you.
既然选你，就会救你。
Since He has called you, He will save you.
一定会救到底。
And he will save you to the very end.
人呢会把人丢掉，神不会把人丢掉。
And people will desert people, but God will never desert you.
除非你自己丢弃神。
Unless you desert God.
不然神不会把你丢掉。
Otherwise, God will never abandon you.
神不改变。
God never changes.
再来看第十章。
Let's turn to chapter 10.
哥林多前书的十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
十三节。
Verse 13.
又讲到神的信实了。
It talks about God's faithfulness.
十章十三节，一二三。
Chapter 10, verse 13.
No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to men. But God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, that will also make the way of escape, that
you may be able to bear it.
哇，这又是神的信实。
Again, here is God's faithfulness.
生活无论面对什么的困难。
No matter how much difficulties you face in your life,
考验无论有多大,
no matter how much temptations you're facing,
神知道你能承担多少。
God knows how much burden you can carry.
神不会故意出一题考试让你 fail, 让你不及格。
God will never give you a test knowing that you will fail.
不会说哇，很高兴哦，你考不及格了，你看你多烂，多烂。
And he will not be rejoicing because you have failed his exams or his tests.
你无论多艰苦，你的试炼多大，神知道你一定可以胜过。
No matter how bitter your suffering, how great your tests were, God knows that you're able to take it.
因为每一个人的限度不一样啊。
And even though everyone's limitations are different.
有的人呢，只可以受一点点打击。
Some people can only take a little bit of stress.
啊，神不会给他太多。
And God will not give him a great burden to bear.
有些人信心比较好。
Some people with much better faith.
可能考验就会大一点。
So their temptations will be bigger.
啊，如果胜过大的考验了，赏赐就更大了。
And if you're able to overcome a great temptation, then your rewards will be greater.
你刚信主的时候，考验可能是一点点，不会太难。
When you first believe in God, your test will be very small, minute.
你信主几十年了，那个考试可能就难一点了。
And if you have been a believer for over 10 years, then of course your test will be difficult.
神是信实的，不会给你承担不了的。
God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're capable of.
还有呢，神的信实就是神答应你的，不会不做的。
And God is faithful because what He has promised you, He will carry it out.
耶利米啊，每天早上想起，神是信实的。
So Jeremiah remember that every morning God is faithful.
虽然巴比伦人啊，把我们的国家灭掉，把城墙拆掉，把圣殿烧掉。
Even though the Babylonians have overtaken our city, He has taken away our people, has destroyed the holy temple.
但是呢，神不会完全的丢弃我们。
But God will never desert us.
因为神已经答应亚伯拉罕。
Because God has promised Abraham.
答应以撒，答应雅各。
He has promised Isaac. He has promised Jacob.
会一直照顾他们的后裔。
He will take care of their descendants forever.
救恩也要从犹太人那出来。
And salvation will come from the Jews.
所以每天早上醒过来啊，想起神是信实的。
So every morning waking up, we remember that God is faithful.
不晓得大家早上起来啊，会不会提醒自己这件事情
？I wonder whether you remind yourself this fact when you wake up every morning.
神答应你的，不会不做。
What God has promised you, He will carry it out.
第二件事情，早上要提醒自己的，神有供应无限的慈爱。
And the next thing that God has, that God provides us, is His loving kindness.
我们看回来，哀歌第三章二十一节，二十二节。
Back to Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22.
三章二十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 22.
我们不至消灭，是出于神诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。
And through the Lord's mercies, we're not consumed because His compassions fail not.
就说神的慈爱不会断绝，就是没有了。
It says here that God's mercy will not be consumed.
我们知道啊，人的爱啊很有限，很容易断绝。
We know that the love of a man is limited and consumed easily.
好像那个水龙头的水。
Likened to water from the tap.
如果有人把那个种子关掉了，哎，水就流不出来了。
If someone turns off the tap, then water is not going to flow.
所以有时候会断掉。
So sometimes you're not going to get continuous water.
他这个人爱你啊，以后呢他就不爱你了。
Sometimes a man claims to have loved you, but that love is not going to last forever.
你不可爱，他就不爱你。
If you're no longer adorable, that person will not love you.
你不爱他，他也不爱你。
If you don't love that person back, he will not love you.
或是有比你更可爱的人、更漂亮的人出现，他对你的爱就改变了。
Or if someone more adorable, prettier than you comes along, then he will turn and love the other person.
人的爱靠不住啊。
So you cannot rely on the love of a man.
但是耶利米说，神的爱绝对靠得住。
But Jeremiah tells us that the love of God can be relied on.
那有人就说了，那神哪有爱我们呢？他想让我们这个国破家亡啊。
And people began to question, how does God love us? He has allowed our country to be decimated.
就好像小时候孩子被父母打。
Likened to a child when he was young, he was beaten by his parents.
那被打的时候一定有这种感觉，他如果爱我，怎么会把我打成这样子？
And when the child was being beaten, the child would question whether their parent, whether his parents really loved him.
我们看以赛亚书30章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
26节。
Isaiah chapter 30 verse 26.
30章26节。
Chapter 30 verse 26.
当神果尝果他百姓的损处，医治他的民鞭上的日子，月光必像日光，日光必加七倍，像七日的光一样啊。
Moreover, the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be sevenfold, as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord binds up the bruise of his people and heals the stroke of their wound.
接着解说神会果尝果他百姓的伤处。
And here it says that the Lord will bind up the bruise of his people.
医治他的民被打伤鞭伤的日子。
And he will heal the wounds of his people.
我们再来看何西阿书6章的1节。
And let's turn to Hosea chapter 6 verse 1.
旧约的何西阿书6章的1节。
Hosea chapter 6 verse 1.
6章1节，1、2、3。
Chapter 6 verse 1.
来吧，我们归向耶和华。
To the Lord, for he has torn, but he will heal us. He has stricken, but he will bind us up.
这个就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
神的爱不是对你事事顺从。
And God's love is not to grant you everything you want.
今天有一些父母因为孩子生的少，事事顺从孩子。
And some parents today, because they have less children, they would give the children everything they ask.
孩子要什么就给什么。
Whatever the children ask, the parents would buy.
很怕孩子生气。
And so they're afraid that their child or their children would be sad, upset.
不敢骂，更不敢打。
They will not scold their children. They will not beat their children.
觉得说这样打孩子，孩子哭啊，痛啊，受伤啊，不好。
And they think that beating their children so that their children will be in pain and crying is bad for their child.
其实从圣经的角度，不敢骂、不敢打，这个不是真的爱。
From the view of the Bible, if you are afraid to beat your child or to scold your child, that is not good.
这个叫做溺爱，溺爱 spoil the children.
This is called spoiling your children.
这个不是真爱。This
is not true love.
真的爱是要教他。
True love, you would educate your children.
还小的时候，听不懂，讲不听，就要打他。
When your child is young and you're trying to teach him, and if he does not listen, you have to take up a rod and strike him.
当然不是说把他抽起来打，打到受伤那种打。
Of course, we're not talking about beating him until he was wounded.
打打手板啊，打打屁股啊，不会受伤的。
You may want to hit his butt or hit his hand or his palm.
讲不听的时候都要打一下。
When the child won't listen to you, you might want to consider a little bit of discipline.
那神打这个以色列百姓哦，哇，到打到最后了，就是。 非常厉害的打。
And when God disciplines His chosen people, they tend to be quite severe.
把他打伤了。
He would wound them.
就好像让他们国破家亡了。Like
unto their entire nation was being decimated.
打完之后呢，又来帮他们包伤口。
But after He has stricken them, He would bind them up and heal the wounds.
我常常想起我小时候啊，也是不是一个很乖的孩子。
I remember when I was a child, I'm not an obedient child.
让爸爸妈妈非常的生气。
And I often caused my parents to get angry with me.
父母也年轻，那个时候火气大。
And my parents were young then, so they were quite irrational.
有时候啊，要来这个藤条，哇，追着我来打。
And sometimes they would take up a cane rod and chase after me to hit me.
被打得很痛啊。
And if you're hit by a cane, it hurts a lot.
印象当中，有时候被打完了，哇，我这个藤条很多伤口啊，很多肿起来，那要帮我爸爸妈妈要帮我涂药。
And in my memory, I remember that after my parents had hit me, they would then take some medicine and come and bind me up and heal my wounds.
还跟我讲，为什么打你，就是你们不乖。And
they would explain to me why they would discipline me, because I wasn't being obedient.
现在我不教你，以后你就变大坏蛋。 所以爸爸妈妈一定要教。
And they said to me, if I do not teach you now, in the future you'll grow up to be a bad person.
所以神的爱啊，不是只是跟你讲好听的话。So
the love of God is not to speak sweet words to you.
神的爱其实也代表包括他的管教。The
love of God also includes His discipline.
所以孩子都有时候会怀疑父母的爱，父母真的爱我吗？对我这样子。
Children sometimes suspect the love of their parents because the way they're being disciplined.
又管我，又骂我，又打我。
They discipline me, they yell at me, they scold me, they beat me.
其实啊, 神的爱是这样子,
but that is also exactly the way God loves us.
因为他爱你,
because God loves us, therefore He will discipline us.
因为他爱你, 他才叫你,
and because He loves us, that's why He would teach us and He would beat us.
所以耶利米想起啊, 神的爱, 每天早上都是无限的。
And Jeremiah remember the love of God, and every morning the love of God is unlimited.
早上醒过来啊, 记得, 神赐给我们两样东西, 神的慈爱无限, 神的信实无限。
And when we wake up in the morning, let us remember two things. One is that God's faithfulness is unlimited. Second is God's love is unlimited.
那除此之外, 每一早晨我们当学习什么的功课呢?
Other than that, every morning, what can we learn?
我们就看下一页啊, 每一早晨我们要以什么的态度, 心态, 面对每一天呢?
And so, what attitude should we have every morning?
我们从耶利米哀歌的3章23节到25节的可以归纳4点很重要的道理。
And we can learn 4 points from Lamentations chapter 3, verse 23 to verse 25.
下一页告诉我们第一点, 每天早上我们要学习感恩。
The next slide tells us that every morning we have to give thanks to God.
要学习谢谢神给我的那部分的恩典。
We have to be grateful to God for the portion of blessing He has showered upon us.
我们看耶利米书3章23节，24节。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米哀歌啊，3章24节。
Lamentations chapter 3 verse 24.
3章24节。
Chapter 3 verse 24.
我心里说，耶和华是我的份。 这里说啊, 我心里告诉我,
Verse 24 tells us, the Lord is my portion, says my soul.
什么叫做部分呢?
What is meant by my portion? That is the part that God has granted you.
就说我们在吃家里吃饭, 啊,
For example, we're having meals at home and our parents would divide the food up.
啊, 你在家里缺什么? 衣服也好, 鞋子, 袜子, 电脑, 你需要的,
and whatever you lack at home, for example, your clothes, your shoes, your computers, your parents will provide them.
我们要了解啊, 父母给你的份不一定是你所觉得你要的数量。
Remember that the portion that your parents give you may not be the quantity you want.
不一定是你想要的。
Or it may not be the very item you want.
但是父母给你的一定是你需要的。
What your parents give you is what you need.
想要跟需要的不一样。
What you want and what you need are two different concepts.
每一个人都想要最新的手机啊。
We all want to have the newest or the latest cell phone or the latest computer.
我也想开跑车、名车啊。
We all want to have a brand new luxury car or sports car.
我想要很多零用钱啊。
And I want lots of money to spend.
但是你父母给你的不一定是你想要的。
What your parents give you may not be what you want.
但是绝对是你需要的，够你用的。
But it's definitely what you need, and it's enough for you.
好，那我们人呢？这下一页就告诉我们了，要想一想，每天早上想一想，神到底给了你什么份？你的份包括什么？
As humans, let's think about what exactly would God give us, and what is our portion?
我们知道基督徒啊，每天吃饭之前都有那盘饭，都要感谢啊，都要默祷，谢谢神。
We know that as Christians, before every meal, we would say grace and give thanks to God.
其实每早晨呢，不要等吃饭的时候，每早晨醒过来第一件事情，感谢神给我的份。We
don't have to wait until it's meal time to say grace to God. In fact, when you wake up, the moment you open your eyes, you should give thanks to God.
要谢谢神什么？
What are you thanking God?
第一，要谢谢我们得到这个生命啊。First,
we have to thank God that we have our life.
我们不要说，哎呀，怎么哦啊，又要起床。And
do not complain that you have to get up or get out of bed again.
哦，好累哦。Or
you're complaining that you're tired.
哎啊，我要想想啊，昨天晚上全世界有多少人早上起不了？Think
about it. Just last night, how many people did not get to wake up in the morning?
你还可以起床。
Yet you're still able to do that.
你打开眼睛还看到光。
When you open your eyes, you see light.
我们就感谢主啊。
You should give thanks to God.
哦，你不要想说哦，早上就早就今天起床了，又不能出去啊，无聊啊。
And you shouldn't complain that you wake up this morning and you're still cooped up at home, you can't go out.
要感谢神，你在家里的床起来的，你有一个家。
You should thank God that at least you have a bed to sleep in and a bed to get out of in the morning.
你不是睡在街上，不是睡在公园，你打开眼睛了，哦，在家里。感谢神，我有family，我有家庭。
You're not sleeping on the streets or you're not sleeping in a park. At least you still have a family, a roof over your head.
再来，我们要感谢神给我们的健康。Next,
we thank God that we still have our health.
我打开眼睛，我不是手脚瘫痪，我不是躺在医院。
And when we wake up in the morning, we are not paralyzed in bed or we are waking up in a hospital.
所以啊, 每天早上再想想, 神给你的什么? 今生的恩典。
So think about it every morning when you wake up, and what blessing has God give you in your present life?
这是人的缺点, 就是很不会感恩。
But what's bad about us humans that we are not grateful.
我们常常想的是啊，你给我那么少，怎么够？
We're very negative. We tend to think that what God has blessed us is very little.
你忘记说感谢神，神啊，你感谢你给我这部分。
We often forget that God has granted us a portion.
我们要感谢已经有的，不是跟神说，哎，怎么我没有这个？
We should be thankful to God for the portion we have instead of complaining of the portion we don't have.
有一个家可以睡，有一个家里可以在里面住，你就不要说哦，我羡慕别人的豪宅。
Oh, at least we have a house to live in or a roof over our head.
我还健康，我不要羡慕别人的什么生活。
And at least we are healthy. We don't have to wish that we are living a different lifestyle.
还有呢，我们要学习神，学习神的教导，要感谢神已经让我们享受到的东西。
And we have to learn the teachings of God to be grateful for the things we already have.
因为生命很有限,
life is limited.
每天我们都要享受神给我们的恩典。
And every day, let us enjoy the blessings that God has given us.
有人就说了，如果你的生活不快乐,
someone once said, if you are unhappy,
你早上可能就没有感恩,
then you won't be grateful in the morning.
唉声叹气, 埋怨这个, 埋怨那个,
you'll be sighing and you'll be complaining about life.
所以下一页啊, 这个说法也很重要。
So next slide, this is very important too.
无论你觉得你的生命是好还是不好, 生活好还是不好,
no matter how good or how bad your life is,
你要感谢神,
you have to be thankful to God.
因为你还有一条命啊,
because you are still living.
我碰到一个弟兄, 常常问他你好不好啊?
I've met a brother and I often ask him, how are you?
他每次都这样回答,
he often say this,
感谢神啊还活着,
I thank God I'm still alive.
我问他说啊你遇到什么事吗?
And I would go on and ask, have you met any problems?
那没有啊, 但是感谢神我还活着。
He said, no, but I'm just grateful that I'm still alive.
就是因为没有什么太危险的事, 没有什么大困难, 我还活着。
It's because a person has not faced any danger, that's why he's still alive.
我们想想看啊, 你如果送一个东西给别人,
think about it, if you give someone something,
别人的嫌, 那个颜色这样, 哦, 这个不漂亮, 哦, 为什么给我这个?
And that person may be complaining, I don't like the color, I don't like the look of it, why are you giving me this?
哦，你不要，还给我，还给我。
And if you don't want it, give it back to me.
神给你这条命, 你每天在埋怨。
God has given you life, but you're complaining every day.
埋怨配偶, 埋怨孩子, 埋怨工作。
You're complaining about your spouse, you're complaining about your children, you're complaining about your job.
埋怨你身边的环境。
You're complaining about the environment.
太阳很大，要埋怨很热，下雨又要埋怨说没有阳光。
When it's sunny, you complain that it's too hot. When it rains, 神, you complain there's no light.
神说，那你活得那么辛苦，那不要活了，算了算了，收回来。
And God may say to you that since you're having such a difficult life, you might as well die. I'll take back your life.
你想这样吗？
Is that what you want?
所以下一页告诉我们。
So next slide tells us,
我们为什么不快乐?
Why are we not happy?
为什么常常生气?
Why are we often angry?
或者是为什么很焦虑?
Why are we so anxious?
原因就是没有感恩了。
It's because we are not thankful.
不是因为我们的东西不够多。
It's not because we don't have enough things.
或者是我们没有感恩。
It's because we are not thankful.
我们想想哦, 生气跟感恩不可能同时全下。
Being thankful and being angry cannot exist at the same time.
一个常常感恩的人怎么会生气呢?
If a person is thankful all the time, how can he be angry?
当你感恩，生气就不见了。
If you are thankful, you won't be angry.
没有什么好计较的，多多少少都感谢吗？
There's nothing to be taken seriously because all you have to do is thank God.
给你少一点有没有什么所谓？
If God has blessed you less, it doesn't matter.
还够啊。
It's still enough for you.
好了，再来想想。 焦虑跟感恩也不能同时存在。
I think about it. Being anxious and being thankful cannot coexist too.
一个感恩的人怎么会焦虑？
Because how could a person who's thankful be anxious?
哇，常常感谢主啊，都带领我，给我那么多恩典。
I'm thankful to God because He has granted me so many blessings.
明天肯定也有恩典。
And tomorrow there are going to be more blessings.
因为焦虑就对未来的不确定。
And being anxious means you're not certain about the future.
但是你为过去感谢，说明天肯定有，后天也有，下一个月肯定有，不用想那么多。
If you're thankful of the past, then you're sure that tomorrow there'll be more blessings.
所以你一感恩，生气就不见了。
If you're thankful, you will not be angry.
一感恩，焦虑就跑走了。
If you are thankful, you will not be anxious.
我们看腓立比书。
Let's turn to Philippians.
第四章第六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
腓立比书四章六节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
一起读，一二三。
Let's read together.
应当一无挂虑。
Be anxious for nothing.
只要
凡事
借着祷告、
祈求和感谢，让
你们所要的告诉神。这句话很重要啊。
It's very important here.
很多基督徒很喜欢。
Many Christians love this verse.
但是喜欢是喜欢，但是你有没有把它做出来？
Liking it and practicing it are two different things.
第六节说应当一无挂虑，挂虑应该翻成焦虑。
And verse 6 it says be anxious for nothing.
啊，根据收音机的报道啊，现在啊做一个调查，有至少有30-40% 的民众啊，因为 lockdown 啊关了一个月了，心中很焦虑。
And there has been a survey that at least 30-40% of the population feels anxious because of this lockdown.
啊，但是担心这个世界会变怎么样呢？
And they're worried what this world will become.
失去工作怎么办呢？
What if they have lost their jobs?
哦，出去了买菜了，会不会很危险啊？
And then,
感染啊？
Is it dangerous to venture outside your home?
很多焦虑啊。
Too much anxiety.
这个世界什么时候才可以变回以前那么好啊？
When will this world return to normal?
我在什么时候才可以去旅行啊？
When can I go on vacation again?
当你一直想未来，你就会很焦虑，因为你没有办法控制。
If you keep thinking about the future, you will become anxious because it is out of your control.
我们关了一个月，已经有焦虑正在我们心中慢慢开始蔓延了。
We have been cooped up in our house for a month, and anxiety is slowly starting to take over us.
因为我们有情绪啊，也是个人啊。
Because we are humans, we have emotions.
好了，那怎么样来对付我们的焦虑呢？
So how should we handle our anxieties?
圣经告诉我们要用祷告对付焦虑。
The Bible tells us that we should pray for our anxieties.
如果你有很多时间焦虑，不如你用很多时间祷告。
If you spend a lot of time being anxious, why don't you spend that time praying?
但是光是祷告是不够的。
Simply praying is not enough.
我们的祷告呢，常常只有祈求而已。
In our prayers, we often will be asking.
什么叫祈求呢？啊，给我这个，帮助我这个，解决我这个问题。
What is meant by asking? It's asking God to help me with this, resolve my problems.
啊，你一定要帮我，让我出去买菜啊，不要得到这个细菌啊，不要得到病毒啊。
Oh God, you have to help me so that when I go out to buy groceries, I will not contract the virus.
那你让我千万不要丢了工作啊，我不能没有工作啊。
And God, please let me be employed. I can't lose my job.
啊，这样的祷告会快乐吗？会得到平安吗？
If that is the way you pray, do you think you will be joyful and will you find peace in your heart?
只有祈求，你心中不会平安。
All you have done are making requests to God. There is no peace in you.
因为你会担心我求的会不会得到。
You're worried that whether what you ask will be fulfilled.
我出去可能还是会染病啊。
If you step out of your house, you might still contract the virus.
你会担心很多。
You're worried over too many things.
怎么对付焦虑？
So how do you handle anxieties?
要在祷告里面感恩啊。
That you should be thankful when you pray.
你不要想那个明天的、后天的、以后的事情。
You do not think about what's going to happen tomorrow, the day after, or in the future.
你不要想我出去会不会得病。
Do not think that when you step outside of the house, you're going to get sick.
你要感恩。
You should be thankful.
哦，感谢主，我今天还健康。
Thank God, I'm still healthy.
感谢主，我今天还活着。
Thank God I'm still alive.
祷告里面感谢主，我现在还有工作。
And in our prayers, we're thankful to God because we're still employed.
就算没有了工作了，被裁员了。
Even if we are being laid off.
感谢主，我不会因为暂时没工作没饭吃。
We're still thankful to God that we still have food on our table.
哦，政府还有这个救助金。
And the government is still providing some subsidies.
啊，我还有存款。
And I still have savings.
我们家人还在一起。
Our family is still together.
所以每一样事情都要找到感恩的理由。
So find a reason to be grateful for everything.
不断的感恩。
The Bible tells us that we should be thankful continuously.
因为你每次感恩就是代表坚定你所相信的神。
Because every time you are thankful to God, it means you are confirming your God.
神就会看顾你的。
God will take care of you.
所以我们每天早上起来，有人说应该要把该感恩的事情写下来。
And someone said that every morning when you wake up, you should write down what you're thankful for.
那我是家庭祭坛的时候，大家可以想想我今天要感恩的事情。
So that during your family altar time, you're able to think about what you're thankful for.
你感恩来了，焦虑就跑走了。
If you're thankful, then your anxieties will disappear.
我没有留意啊，最近因为啊，父母本身如果很焦虑的话，你会影响你孩子的情绪。
Please take note that if parents are being anxious, you will affect the emotions of your children.
有一些家长可能会抱怨，我已经快受不了了。
There's some parents they start complaining that I can't take it anymore.
又在家里工作。
I have to work at home.
又要带孩子。
I have to take care of my children.
又怕出去得病毒。
And I'm afraid if I go out, I'm going to contract the virus.
有些父母超级紧张了。
And there are some parents, they're so anxious.
孩子你千万不要出去啊, 外面很多病毒啊。
They're instructing their children not to go out so that they won't contract the virus.
出去公园不可以, 很危险, 公园都要关起来了。
They prohibit their children from going to the park because it's too dangerous.
出去走路不行啊, 很危险啊。
And they're prohibiting their children from going out to take a walk because it's too dangerous.
哇, 看到有人咳嗽, 赶快跑啊。
And if you see someone coughing, you should run away.
去买菜回来, 哇, 好像非常紧张啊, 全身要洗干净啊。
And when you come back home from grocery shopping, you want to sanitize everything.
没有错。 保持卫生,预防疫症是重要的。
It is true that you have to keep things sanitized to avoid contracting a virus.
但是如果你常表现出很焦虑,
But if you keep showing your anxieties,
你的孩子, 尤其是小孩, 小朋友, 就会觉得, 哇, 很危险。
And your children, especially the younger ones, they will feel that the world is dangerous.
他的情绪都很不稳定。
Their emotions will be very unstable.
那行动就会异常, 就会异常。
And their behavior will become aberrant.
有一些人会脾气变得很不好。
And some children would have bad temper.
有些小朋友呢，本来已经晚上不撒尿的了，结果晚上又赖尿在床上。
There are some children they can they no longer soiled in bed, but they start urinating in bed again.
有一些很焦虑，所以拼命在家吃零食。
And there are some children because they're too anxious, they start eating snacks.
或者整天挂在电脑上面。
Or they start turning to their computer all the time.
你孩子的情绪直接跟你情绪挂钩。
The emotions of your children are directly related to your emotions.
你很焦虑，你孩子就很焦虑。
If you are very anxious, your children will become anxious.
但是如果你每天很感恩。
If you're thankful every day,
跟孩子讲感恩的话,
and you're telling your children words of thankfulness,
感谢神哦，我们一家可以在一起。
And we thank God that our whole family can be together.
感谢神，我们还健康。
We thank God that we are still healthy.
感谢神，我们一家已经没事了，主耶稣会看顾我们。
And we thank God that God will take care of us.
哦，那这样子每天早上做这样的事情，就好像耶利米说：“神是我的份。”
And that if you do this every morning, that you're likened to Jeremiah, who said that God is my portion.
这样我们就会得到第七节的这个感受。Then
we shall feel what is described in verse 7.
这个时候，神就会赐给你出人意外的平安。
That the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will be granted to you.
基督徒的特征就是心中有出人意外的平安。
A characteristic of Christian is that they have a peace of God in their hearts that surpasses all understanding.
什么叫出人意外?
What does it mean to surpass all understanding?
外面都没有的。
That it doesn't exist outside.
大家很紧张，你不紧张。
Everyone is anxious, you are not.
你很calm，你很平静。
You're very calm.
你该做的是做，但是你不会担心。
You do whatever you do, but you're not worried.
就是你去到很危险的地方，你也很平静。
Even you were to go into a very dangerous place, you still feel very peaceful.
因为神已经保守你的心思意念了，你不会乱想了。
Because God has already preserved and guarded your hearts and your mind.
哇，这个是最重要的。This
is the most important.
所以每早晨要以感恩作为一个开始。
So every morning we should be thankful.
不是求神更多的东西,
Instead of asking God for more things,
神已经给你很多了,
God has already granted you many things.
神给你的绝对够用,
what God has granted you is definitely enough for you.
那你有没有感恩?
Are you thankful for it?
啊, 下一页告诉我们,
Next slide tells us,
那神给我们最好的份是什么?
What is the best portion that God has given us?
啊, 我们看诗篇16篇,
Let's turn to Psalms 16,
第五节,
verse 5.
诗篇16篇的第五节,
Psalm 16, verse 5.
神，我们一起读一二三。Let's
read together.
耶和华是我的产业,
O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot.
你为我持守。原来神给我们最好的份就是他自己啊。The
best portion that God has given us is Himself.
神给我们东西不是别的东西。God
has not given us other things.
这是他自己。He
has given us Him.
啊，他自己是什么？
And what is God?
神自己就是生命,
God is life.
他是生命的源头,
He is the source of life.
在他里面有永生,
In Him there is eternal life.
所以我们今天不是要怎么样来想我可以活更久。
Today we should not be thinking how much longer we can live.
其实这个不由得我们决定。
In fact, this is beyond our control.
你想活100岁, 不代表你可以活到100岁。
You may want to live to 100, but that doesn't mean that you will.
你很小心, 每天做运动, 也不一定回到100岁。
You may be very careful, you may be exercising every day, but that doesn't mean you will live to 100.
这个日子神就在你还没有出生之前已经写在这个册子上面了。
Your days are already determined prior to your birth.
还有今生的这个部分是人生最短暂的。
And your present life is actually the shortest in life itself.
神要给你永生的盼望。
God is going to give you the hope of eternal life.
这个部分是最大的。
This is the biggest portion.
我们不是只看那个小盘子，哎呀，怎么我就一小块肉而已。
Don't look at that small piece of meat on your plate.
妈妈告诉你，整个农场在那边无限的。
Your mother will be telling you that there is a whole farm right beside you, and
they
provide limitless food.
我的都是你的，你担心什么？为什么埋怨这一块肉这么少？
What is mine is yours. Why are you complaining the small piece of meat?
所以这一辈子无论怎么样啊，长啊、短啊、穷啊、富啊，我们都要感恩。
So no matter what your life is like, whether it's a long one or short one, or whether you're rich or poor, you should be thankful to God.
因为耶利米提醒我们呢。
Because Jeremiah reminds us.
神是我的份。
God is our portion.
第二点。
Second point.
耶利米告诉我们，每早晨我们要学习仰望神。
Jeremiah tells us that every morning we have to learn to look up to God.
什么叫仰望神？
What does it mean to look up to God?
英文更清楚，就 set your hope. Put your hope, 把你的希望放在神身上，这是叫仰望神。
It means that we have to set our hope in God. That way we look up to Him.
在下一页告诉我们，我们要想一想这个问题。
We should think about this question.
你到底把你的希望放在什么事情上面？
What do you put your hope on?
尤其是最近那个大流行那个 COVID-19 啊，我们很多人的生活彻底的改变。
And due to COVID-19, our life has turned upside down.
为什么那么多人啊，精神低迷，心情忧闷？
Why is it some people are so depressed?
因为很多人把他们的寄托、他们的希望放在物质上，还有今生的事情上面。
That is because a lot of people have placed their hope on material things and on present life.
好了，如果你的希望放在事业上面。
If your hope is on your career,
事业倒塌了，你还有什么希望？
You lost your job. Where is your hope now?
你一辈子都是想得到这个工作。
You wanted this job all your life.
你的价值都是在这里的工作上面。
Your value is your job.
没有了工作，你还有希望吗？
Without job, would you have hope?
好了，如果你的希望放在金钱上。
If your hope is placed on wealth,
你的钱一下子贬值了三分之一，贬值了一半。
And your wealth has lost its value, a third of its value, or 50% of its value.
那你还有什么希望？
What hope is there for you?
所以，当你的希望放在可以变的东西上面，你一下就没有希望了。
When you place your hope on something that changes, you will lose that hope very quickly.
但是我们当基督徒是不一样。But
as Christians, we're different.
这里告诉我们。It
tells us here.
我们可以失去神给我们的东西。We
can lose what God has given us.
但是我们不可以失去神。But
we cannot lose God.
这什么意思？
What does it mean?
这次疫情，这些环境告诉我们什么东西是最重要的。This
pandemic, the environment that we are in, it tells us what's the most important.
神给你的东西重要还是神本身重要？
The things that God has blessed you, is that more important than God?
我们常常有时候这个焦点放错了。Most
often we have placed our focus in the wrong, on the wrong things.
我们很看重神给我们的东西。We
tend to focus on the things that God has blessed us.
事业啦。Our
career.
我们的理想啦。Our
ambitions.
我们的才华啦。
Our talents,
我们的娱乐了,
our entertainment,
我们的健康呢,
our health,
都是神给的, 我们第一点不是讲了神的份吗? 神给我们的份, 神给我们的东西,
these are all the things that God has given us. This is our portion.
但是有时候呢, 我们太看重神给的东西, 反而忘记注目在神身上。
Most often, we tend to focus on the things that God has blessed us, and we have forgotten God.
以色列百姓就是一个很好的例子。
The people of Israel are an excellent example.
当他们什么都没有,
when they have nothing,
在埃及的时候,
while they were in Egypt,
天天祷告神,
they prayed to God every day.
神啊，救我们啊！
God deliver us.
我们很苦啊！
We are suffering.
好了，抓住神。
They have held on to God.
出了埃及了，又不一样了。
After they have left Egypt, things changed.
进了迦南地，又更不一样。
And when they enter into the land of Canaan, there is another change.
天天看到神给的祝福。
They have seen or they witness the blessings of God every day.
但是呢，目光都没有放在神身上。But
their focus is no longer on God.
希望也没有放在神身上。And
their hope is also no longer on God.
反而放在偶像身上。Rather,
they have placed their hope on idols.
所以神，这第二点这里说，有时候为了让我们注目他。So
sometimes when God wants us to stay focused on Him,
必须把他赐给我们的东西暂时要拿走。
And he has to temporarily take away the things that he has blessed us.
这个时候很痛苦的。
This is a time of bitterness for us.
耶利米哀伤就是哀伤耶路撒冷为什么变成这个样子。
And Jeremiah was lamenting the state of Jerusalem.
这是神的慈爱啊。
This is the mercy of God.
让我们再次把希望放在神身上。
He has once again given us a chance to refocus on him.
让我们可以再次得到力量。
So that once again we will gain strength.
我们看下一页啊。
Let's turn to the next slide.
看哈巴谷书。
Let's turn to the book of Habakkuk.
哈巴，旧约的哈巴谷书第三章。
In the Old Testament, Habakkuk chapter 3.
哈巴谷书第三章的第十七节。
Verse 17.
哈巴谷书三章的第十七节。
Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17.
就是把希望放在神身上的一个先知。
And this is a prophet who has placed his hope in God.
十七节。
Verse 17.
虽然无花果树不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中也绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。第十八节我们一起读啊。
Let's read verse 18 together.
然而
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
第十九节。
Verse 19, the Lord God is my strength. He will make my feet like deer's feet. He will make me walk on my high hills.
这个就是把希望放在神身上的哈巴谷。
This is the Habakkuk who has placed his hope on God.
他很早就知道巴比伦人要来毁灭这个以色列人。
He knew for a long time that the Babylonians would decimate Jerusalem.
他知道什么都没有了。
He knew that they would end up with nothing.
但是他有失去希望吗？
But he has hope.
没有。
Has he lost hope? No.
他的希望不在圣殿本身，不在耶路撒冷，不在地上。
His hope is not on Jerusalem. His hope is not on the holy temple.
是在神身上。
His hope is on God.
这个是很重要的。
This is important.
这个让我想起很久以前有一位执事啊，他从别的地方飞过来加拿大，希望得到医治啊，因为他眼睛生病。
And this reminds me of a deacon that I knew. He flew to Canada to have his eyes cured.
因为加拿大有非常好的眼科医生跟医院。
And he has vision problems, and Canada is well known for its eye medication or healing.
但是经过一番的寻求医生的治疗，后来还是没有办法，后来他还是变成瞎眼了。
And even though he has visited a number of doctors, they couldn't help him, and he ended up blind.
但是他没有失去盼望。
He has not lost his hope in God.
既然神要我瞎眼，我就不用这双眼睛看了。
And he said, since God wanted me to be blind, then I will no longer use my eyes.
我还有另外一双眼睛。
I have another pair of eyes.
这双眼睛看得更清楚，看得更中，看得更远。
And my other pair of eyes can see even more clearly.
如果神要把我的今生的眼光拿走。
If God wanted to take away my physical eyes, my sight,
里面的眼睛看主耶稣看得更清楚。
Then my internal eyes will see God even more clearly.
如果他的希望是放在得治疗、得医治，他会整个人就信心就没有了。
If his hope was placed on being healed, on medicine, then he was going to get very disappointed.
但是他的希望是放在神身上，他永远不会失去盼望。
He has placed his hope in God.
所以哦，这个世界是没有什么希望。
There is no hope in this world.
常常会有人说明天会更好，这个是唱的了，不会更好。
People always say that tomorrow will be better. This is a song. It's not true.
这个世界只会变得更差。
This world is only going to get worse.
但是我们基督徒呢，我们有对神有盼望。
But as Christians, we have hope in God.
无论这个世界变成怎样
，No matter what this world turns out to be,
对我们没有什么太大的影响。
It doesn't really affect us.
要我们是仰望神。
Because we look up.
第三点。
Third point.
我们看回来耶利米哀歌。
Let's turn back to Lamentations.
第二十三节，二十四节。
Lamentations chapter 3 verse
23. 24. 24节，这里说，我心里说，耶和华是我的份，因此我要仰望他。25节。
25.
凡等候耶和华的，这里说第三点，每早晨要学习等候神。
So the third point, every morning we have to wait for God.
为什么要等候神呢？
Why do we wait for God?
下一页告诉我们，其实等候是一个很煎熬的。
The next slide tells us that waiting for God is actually quite painful.
等候是一件很难过的事情。
It is difficult to wait.
当然，如果像图片这样子坐在那么好看的这个看日落在等太阳下山，不会太难受。
And if you are likened to the picture, you are a man sitting on a bench looking towards the sunset. It's not difficult waiting.
但是如果你在很焦急要等看医生、等看报告。
But if you are anxious, you are sitting in a clinic waiting for your report to come out.
你赶时间，等巴士，怎么巴士都还没来
？Or likened to waiting at a bus stop for the bus, and the bus still hasn't come.
或者是你很重要，等一个回应，等一个对方的回复，到底要还是不要，给不给你？哇，你很焦急。
Or waiting for a response for a person, whether the person is going to grant you what you want, you'll feel anxious.
那为什么我们要等候神
？Why do we wait？
我们看下一页的传道书。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes.
传道书第三章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
传道书三章的第一节啊。
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1.
很有名的一段经节。
It's a very famous verse.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1.
一起读一二三。
Let's read together.
For everything there is a season,
a time for every purpose under heaven.
啊，这也就是告诉我们为什么要等候神。
Here tells us why we wait for God.
因为在神的安排之下，每一件事情的发生都有它合适的时间点。
Because in the arrangement of God, there is a time for everything to happen.
灵界不需要时间，因为没有物质。
In the spiritual realm, there is no time because there's nothing material.
神创造的天地万物有时间包含在里面。
When God created the heavens and the earth, He created time.
啊，所以适当的时候，这件事情发生才会美好。
At the appropriate time, this thing happened, and it would be wonderful.
就跳到十一节。
Let's skip to verse 11.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
这里说神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。
He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, He has put eternity in their hearts.
所以神呢，在这个有限的这个世界啊，将时间这个观念放在我们里面。
So in this limited world, God has put in the concept of time.
有些时候。适当的时候做这件事情才会美好。
At the appropriate time is if this thing is done, that it's beautiful.
像春天的时候你撒种，哎，这个就是好。
In the springtime, you sow seeds. That's wonderful.
秋天的时候收割，哎，这个是好的。
And in autumn, you reap the harvest. That's good.
那你相反呢？你秋天去撒种，春天就没收割什么，没东西收割。
If you do the opposite, you sow seeds in autumn, then you're not going to reap anything in spring.
所以啊，我们要了解。什么都有神的时间。
Let us understand that God has a time for everything.
还有呢，下一页告诉我们，神的时候不同于我们的时候。
The time of God does not mean that it's your time.
所以我们要等候神的缘故。
That is why we wait for God.
如果你的时间跟神的时间一样，你就不用等候神了。
If your time is the same as God's, then you don't have to wait for Him.
比如说，我跟你约。
For example, we make an appointment.
两点钟准时在这里。某某地方等
，that we will see each other at 2 o'clock sharp。
好吧，那我的手表跟你的手表是一样时间的，对不对
？If our watch are the same time，
都是温哥华时间的。
We're still in the Vancouver time zone。
那在那边见面就不用等太久了，因为你知道我的时间，我知道你的时间。
That we don't have to wait at our appointed spot too long because we are both in the same time zone。
但是现在有一个比你高很多的人约你。
But here is someone who is higher up, much higher up than you。
他的时间跟你不一样。
His time is not the same as yours.
他也不告诉你什么时间，他说你就等他就对了。
And he doesn't tell you what time. All you have to do is wait.
那你可能等一个小时、两个小时、一天，等一个月，你都不知道啊。
You may wait an hour or two. You may wait a month. You don't know.
但是呢，你也有个信心。
But you have faith.
神的时间一定比我所想的时间好。
God's time will always be better than your time.
我们来讲一个例子啊。
Let's take a look at an example.
我们看出埃及记的第二章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 2.
下一页就告诉我们出埃及记的第二章。
Exodus chapter 2.
23节。
Verse 23.
23节。
Verse 23.
过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人在因做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达到神。这里告诉我们了，以色列人在埃及已经受苦了几百年了。
Now the children of Israel have been groaning and moaning in Egypt for hundreds of years.
因为新的法老起来，不认识约瑟，就开始逼迫。犹太人、希伯来人呢
？Because a new pharaoh arose and he did not know Joseph and he put bondage on the Israelites.
神没有马上救以色列人。
Why did God not immediately save His people?
等他们诸族受够了、受苦了、够了450年才带他们出来。
He allowed His people to suffer for 450 years before He delivered them out of Egypt.
如果是你是神，你一定说：“哎呀，马上尽快救他们出来。
”If you were God, you would probably want to deliver them right away.
但是为什么这样不好
？Why is that not good？
神要他们受苦450年，越受苦，生的孩子就生的越多，所以出来的时候有几百万人呢。
And God wanted them to suffer for 450 years because the longer they stay in Egypt, the more children they have. So by the time they all leave Egypt, they are a big nation.
如果太早把他们救出来，那这个几万人出来，哪成一个国家
？If he delivered them right away. There are only thousands of people, and it's not enough to start a nation.
神等450年，总共450年是有原因的。
And there's a reason why God waited 450 years.
好了，如果你说，那么可以早一点吗？摩西40岁的时候就差遣摩西把他们带出来啊。
Why not earlier when Moses was 40 years old, he could lead his people out of Egypt?
不行，那个时候摩西还没准备好。
That's not good because Moses wasn't ready then.
他一出来就把事情搞砸。If
he were to come out when he was 40, he would ruin everything.
所以，就算摩西想要为神工作，再等40年。
Even if Moses wanted to work for God, he has to wait another 40 years.
那百姓可能等到已经不想求了，已经很久了。
And the people may have waited so long that they no longer ask God to deliver them.
那神的时间跟人的时间不一样。
The time of God is different from the time of man.
所以你就等吧。So
you wait.
等的时候不是很焦急的等。
And you don't wait in anxiety.
神啊，我相信你。You
believe in God.
虽然我想这件事情尽快成就。
Even though we want this thing to come to fruition as soon as possible.
虽然我想我的问题尽快解决,
I want my problems resolved as soon as possible.
但是我相信,
but I believe in you, I wait for you.
我知道你的时间跟我的时间不一样,
I know that your time is not my time.
你要祷告告诉神,
you pray to God.
神啊, 我要以你的时间为主,
you pray to God telling God that you will wait for his time.
因为你比较大,
because God is greater.
我愿意等你,
I'm willing to wait.
我们看主耶稣怎么说。
Let's see how our Lord Jesus said. Let's go to John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章,
John chapter 7.
第六节,
verse 6.
约翰福音七章的第六节,
John chapter 7, verse 6.
耶稣就对他们说, 我的时候还没有到, 你们的时候常是方便的。
Then Jesus said to them, my time has not yet come, but your time is always ready.
第八节,
verse 8.
你们上去过节吧, 我现在不上去。 过节，因为我的时候还没有到。
You go up to this feast. I am not yet going up to this feast, for my time has not yet fully come.
在约翰福音里面，这一句话常出现。And
in the Gospel of John, this particular phrase comes up quite often.
别人都在催主耶稣，你要做点什么，你要上去守节，你要做个神迹。主耶稣说，我的时候还没有到。And
people were hastening Jesus to do this and that, and he often replied them, my time has not yet come.
所以有些事情急不来的。
There's some things you just can't hasten.
如果神要你等,
if God wants you to wait,
你就好好的等,
then you wait patiently.
耶利米也没有马上看到什么改变。
Jeremiah did not see any immediate change.
耶利米的一辈子没有看到耶路撒冷复兴。
And for the entire life of Jeremiah, he has not seen the restoration of Jerusalem.
他死的那一天, 耶路撒冷还是个废墟。
The day that he died, Jerusalem was still desolate.
百姓还在巴比伦。
The people were still in Babylon.
但是透过信心,
but with faith.
透过属灵的眼睛,
with spiritual sight.
他已经看到很远很远了,
and Jeremiah has seen far into the future.
他已经看到70年之后,
he could see in 70 years the people will return.
神会再次复兴他的百姓,
and God will once again revive his people.
所以有时候我们在当下一定要学习等候神。
Sometimes at the moment we learn to wait for God.
圣经有一句经解告诉我们怎么等候神呢?
There's a Bible verse that tells us how to wait for God.
为什么要等候神?
Why we wait for God?
第二个原因就是因为等候神才会得到力量。The
second reason being that when we wait for God, we will gain strength.
我们看下一页的以赛亚书40章。Let's
turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
31节。
Verse 31.
31节。
Verse 31.
以赛亚书40章31节。
Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31.
大大一起读,1、2、3。Let's
read together.
但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。But
those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
这句话很宝贵啊。These
are precious words.
等候神跟得力量有什么关系？
What is the relationship between waiting for God and gaining strength?
以前我还不太想搞得懂。
In the past, I didn't quite understand this point.
等是静态的, 怎么会等的时候有力量呢?
Wait is no action at all.
Static的,
it's stagnant.
啊, 为什么会等候会有力量?
Why is it that when we wait, we have strength?
后来我就感谢神, 仔细在查那个飞鹰啊, 怎么飞啊?
And later on, we're studying how an eagle flies.
飞鹰怎么飞的?
How does an eagle fly?
飞鹰不是拼命没有风的时候大力展翅一直往上。
An eagle does not fly when there's no wind, and they're just flapping his wings.
飞鹰呢, 神造它的, 它很会等那个风, 等那个气流。
And eagles, when God created eagles, they are special. They will wait for the air current.
当那个气流感应到那个气流来了,
when they feel that the air current is approaching.
哇, 尤其那个热气流往上升的时候,
especially when the jet stream is going up.
哇, 他知道, 他那个时候只要 把翅膀伸开，不需要什么力量，哦，那个热气流都会把它提上去。
The eagle knows that when the hot current comes, it just have to ride along with it, and it will rise up.
还有呢，有风的时候啊，我们这个有风的时候在吹，它的角度，翅膀的角度，它就调整，那个气流就可以把它提上去。
And when the wind blows, the eagle will angle its wings in the right angle so that the current will lift him up.
我们知道有一种飞机啊，不用引擎都可以飞的，叫做 glider。We
know that there is an aircraft that does not require any engines, and they are gliders.
它可以飞好几个钟头。
It could glide for several hours.
你自己上网查一查，很轻的，一个人在里面滑翔机，没有引擎的。
It's a very light aircraft, no engine, and only seats one.
利用气流。
And by using air currents.
飞鹰就是这样。
That's the same principle with the eagle.
完全没有风。
No wind.
它就等一下。
The eagle will wait.
没有必要，不要乱飞了。
If there's no need, why fly?
哦，气流来了。
When the current comes,
哦，那它要上去，它就利用这个气流把它提上去。
And then it will make use of this air current to lift it up into the sky.
这个就是等待啊，等待的道理。
This is what's meant by waiting.
气流就是困难，就是逆境。
The air currents, they are the negative environments we find ourselves in.
顺风啊，你是飞不起来的。
If you fly with the wind, you will never fly up. You'll never take off.
逆风来了，翅膀伸开。气流往上去，它都提升上去。
By flying against the wind, the current is able to lift you up.
所以在生活遇到困难的时候
，Therefore, in your daily life, when you face problems,
是神要提升你的时候。
It is time that God wants to elevate you.
你不喜欢这个环境
，You don't like your environment.
神让你面对这个环境
，God wants you to face your environment.
神要提升你啊
，God wants to lift you up.
在这边等候神
，Just wait for Him.
不要着急。
Do not be anxious.
不要烦恼。
Do not worry.
想想神要提升你什么。
And think about how God wants to elevate you.
好，那你顺着神的这个安排去做。
And you go according to God's arrangement.
那你飞起来，你奔跑，这不吃力了。
And that way, when you take off, you won't feel that it's too much. You don't need to spend too much strength.
因为已经了解神要你学什么了。
Because you understand what God wants you to do.
你不知道神要你学什么。
If you don't know what God wants you to learn,
不该动的时候你乱动
and when isn't time for you to move, but you move,
那方向又不对
and you lost a direction,
当然搞到自己就头破血流，身体疲倦了
Of course, you end up being tired and wounded.
所以耶利米说，每早晨要等候神
And that's why Jeremiah said that every morning you wait for God.
等候神才有力量
You wait for God to give you strength.
最后一点，耶利米歌第三章。
Finally, in Lamentations chapter 3,
第25节
verse 25,
25节的下半句
letter half of verse 25,
我心里寻求他，耶和华必施恩给他的。你可以读25节整句啊，25节，凡等候耶和华的，心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。所以第四点是要寻求神。
That you have to look for God, to the soul who seeks Him.
Seek Him 啊，是要寻求神。
For those who seek God，
为什么要寻求神
？Why we seek God？
下一页很重要。
Next slide。
因为这个世界太多东西了，你不可能做每一件事情。
Because there's so much things in this world, you can't do all of them。
太多东西了，你怎么做得完呢
？There's too many things to do, you can't finish them。
像你走进图书馆，你有办法看每一本书吗
？When you walk into the library, are you able to read every book？
你只能挑你需要的、你想要的、你觉得重要的去看。
You can only pick those that you want, those you like, those that are important to you.
人生最重要的事情是什么
？What is the most important thing in life？
就是有一个对的 priorities 优先顺序。
That is to have a right priority.
如果你没有一个正确的优先顺序，你的人生绝对是失败的。
If you don't have a right priority, your life is a failure.
因为你把不重要的事情放在最重要，你做了之后，你就没有时间。追求那个最重要的。
Because what is unimportant in life, you have placed them as your first priorities, then you don't have time to do what is important in life.
什么东西决定我们的优先顺序呢
？So what determines what is a priority?
这是我们的价值观。
That is your value.
所以为什么要读圣经听道理
？Why do we read the Bible? Why do we listen to sermons?
建立价值观。
To establish a good value.
好，以下就是下一个图，就是我们基督徒应该有的价值观。一个优先顺序。
The next slide shows you the priorities of a Christian life.
在家里啊，就把它抄下来，很重要。
If you're home, you can write this down.
最上面是最重要的。
On the very top is the most important.
神是我们最优先的顺序。
God is your first priority.
这是耶利米哀歌，耶利米告诉百姓的，以后要寻求神，每早晨第一件事情要寻求神。
And that's what Jeremiah tells us in Lamentations, that every morning his people must look for God.
因为神是我们生命的源头。
Because God is source of life.
生死祸福都在神的手中。
Our life or death are in the hands of God.
从今生到永生都在神的决定。
From our present life to our afterlife, everything is in the hands of God.
我们所拥有的一切都是神给的。
Whatever we have today, it is God who gave them to us.
他比你公司的大老板还更重要。
God is more important than your boss.
所以神是一切。
So God is everything.
这个是 priority number one.
So He is our priority number one.
第二才是家庭。
Second is our family.
因为有神。
Because we have God.
你把神放第一位, 你的家庭就会美满。
Because you have God and you place Him in your first priority, you will have a good family.
你会用神的话管好你的家庭，就会幸福。
You will use the words of God to manage your family, and you shall have a blessed life.
因为家庭这个观念是神安排的。
Because this family is given to you by God.
再来，第三个 priority 才是教会。
Your next priority is the church.
你管好你的家庭，顾好你的婚姻，你才能够在教会侍奉。
If you manage your family and you manage your marriage well, then you're able to have time to serve God.
如果自己的家里都一团乱了，你怎么来做圣工侍奉神？
If your family life is chaotic, how do you find the time to serve God?
所以呢，第三个就是教会，就是侍奉。
Priority number three is the church or ministry of God.
第四才是我们的工作。
Priority number four is work or your business.
工作呢是用来养家的。
You work to support your family.
只是为了赚那个钱而已。
You work to have an earning to support your family.
那够用就好。
As long as you have enough, that's good.
不要因为工作太忙忽略了家庭。
Do not overwork such that you would neglect your family.
钱多就花多。
You have more money, you spend more.
少赚一点就花少一点。
If you earn less money, you spend less.
不会影响你家人的关系的。
It will not affect your familial relationship.
所以原来工作不是最重要的，是number four，第四点。
In fact, work is not the most important. It should be number four on your list of priorities.
最后的才是一切的物质啊、享受啊、娱乐啊、嗜好啊、兴趣。
And the last thing, on your top five would be others, which would be your hobbies, your what you like, the other things.
啊，你喜欢音乐，那你就弹一弹琴、拉拉琴，没关系，那个玩一玩。
If you like music, play some musical instruments.
你喜欢运动，你喜欢什么东西，你就花点时间。
If you like sports and play some sports or whatever you like, you can take some time to enjoy them.
但是有时间你才做。
But that is when you have leftover time.
你不能倒过来啊。
You can't do it the other way around.
如果你倒过来，你把不重要的先做。
If you do what is not important first.
兴趣啊，音乐啊，电影啊。
You like entertainment, you like music, you spend more time on them.
花很多时间工作啊,
you spend more time working.
没有什么时间去教会,
you don't have time to go to church. You don't have time to serve God.
没有时间给家庭,
you don't have time for your family.
更没有时间给神,
and you have no time for God.
因为你把神放最后,
because you have placed God as last on your priority.
你的人生就会不平衡啊,
then your life is not in balance.
所以耶利米提醒我们,
so Jeremiah reminds us,
每天早晨,
every morning, the first important thing is God.
现在我们大家都 work from home 在家里省了来回的这个交通。And
today we are all working from home. We have cut down our commuting time.
也不能见朋友，没有办法跟人家花很多时间啊。And
we can't even go visit our friends.
那我们想想，时间剩那么多，你跟神的关系有改善吗？
Now that you have so much time on your hands, have you changed your relationship with God?
已经一个多月了。It's
already a month.
你不要说我失去自由。Do
not say that you have lost your freedom.
你要想神把这个月 很多时间送给你。
Think about it. During this month, God has given you a lot of time.
你这个月有跟神更亲近吗？
Are you closer to God in this month?
你有更多时间祷告吗？
Have you spent more time praying?
有读经吗？
Have you spent time reading the Bible?
有在网上多听道理吗？
Have you been listening to sermons online?
如果现在你都没有办法重新调整你的顺序，
if now you are unable to reorganize your priorities,
等到生活要恢复正常，
when things go back to normal,
你一定又是把神挤到最后面。
You will once again place God in the very last spot.
好了，下次出来你出问题了，又来说哦，传道啊，要祷告啊，要按手啊，要怎么样啊？
And the next time problems come up in your life, you'll be asking prayer preacher to pray for you.
啊，这样是不对的。
That's not right.
耶利米说，现在就要寻求神。
Jeremiah says that from now on, we have to seek God.
神是你生命当中最重要的。
God is the most important in your life today.
所以每早晨都是新的。
Every morning is brand new.
实在教导我们太多宝贵的道理。
And indeed, it has given us a lot of precious teachings.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May God help us all.
来唱诗。
Let us sing him.
202首啊。
Hymn number 202.